But the thing that makes me the most happy is like doing stand-up. Just been on the road, on tour, checking out America, you know. Just no more America. Remember when you were a kid, there was America? You go see, you know, go see your grandma and go to her little town. There's no more little towns. It's all malls. It's all malls, and they're all the same. The same is the same mall in Detroit. You got the same Gap, Banana Republic, Chess King, Sunglasses Hut. All the same crap. That's right. And every town's got two malls. They got the white mall and the mall white people used to go to. Because ain't nothing in the black mall. Ain't nothing in the black mall but sneakers and baby clothes. So we got a big election coming up. Who's going to win? Bill or Bob? Bob or Bill? Does it really matter? Is there anything you can't do on Wednesday because your guy didn't win? A-Train ain't running. Don't won. No. Nothing you can't do. I like Clinton. I like Clinton. You know why I like Clinton? Because he's got real problems. You know, he don't got president problems. He got real problems, like you and me. That's right. Running out of money. His wife's a pain in the ass. All his friends are going to jail. You know, I know Bill Clinton. I am Bill Clinton. They're always trying to get Clinton, man. It's almost as if we have a black president. They second guess everything he does. Really? You would think he was black. You know, I'm also trying to get him with sexual harassment. Sexual harassment. What is sexual harassment? What's the difference between sexual harassment and just being an idiot? I mean, if my father didn't harass my mother, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I understand with some sexual harassment. I understand a little bit. I mean, some guys go too far. I mean, women. If a man is your boss and says, hey, sleep with me or you're fired, that's sexual harassment. And that's the only thing that's sexual harassment. Everything else falls under just trying to get laid. You can't put a man in jail for that. I don't care how hard he tries, that's all he was trying to do. Anita Hill started this whole thing. That's the whole thing. Because it's all about looks. It's all about looks, you know. Because if Clarence Thomas looked like Denzel Washington, this would have never happened. Never happened. That's why she's like, oh, stop it, Clarence, you nasty. Your fine self. So what sexual harassment? When an ugly man wants some? Oh, he ugly. Call the police. Call the authorities. The other big thing they try to get Clinton on is gays in the military. Gays in the military. Everybody got all homophobic. Ooh, don't let them in. Hey, they want to fight, let them fight. Because I ain't fighting. I wouldn't care if I saw a Russian tank on Flatbush Avenue. I'm not fighting nobody. And everybody gets all homophobic. Everybody in this room has at least a gay cousin. All of you. You're thinking about them right now, ain't you? Some of you got gay daddies. I got a gay uncle. Call him Aunt Tom. I love my Aunt Tom. I know right now if I was in a fight, Aunt Tom would come in here, take off his pumps, and whoop some ass. You want to vote for somebody that's going to change the world. You know what I mean? You don't want to just vote. You don't want to just waste your vote. You know, I want to, you know, everybody talks about making taxes lower. I don't mind the taxes if they go to the right thing. You know what I mean? You know, it's said that your taxes don't cover any medical. No medical. I think doctors make too much money. You know why? Because they don't cure anything. Everything they cured 50 years ago. They ain't cured nothing in a long time, man. You know, diseases are just piling up, man. You got cancer and sickle cell. You know, people, you know, Jerry's kids still limping around. You know, come on, man. Get rid of something. You know, some diseases they just gave up on. They said, the hell with it. You know, like blindness. You go blind. they don't got nothing for you. You go to the doctor and tell him that you're blind. He says, hey, why don't you get this dog to drag your blind ass around? Like, what kind of cure is that? Where's the medicine? Where's the science? I'm blind. I can't see. There's people that can see that can't handle a dog. Come on, give me a midget or something. Hey, we got a really great show tonight. The Wallflowers are here. But stick around. We'll be right back.
People, I'd just like to say something here. Atlantic Records signed Two Live Crew because we felt these boys had the right to be heard. And it seems like America feels the same way, to the tune of 4 million records sold, huh? Yes, the First Amendment is alive and well, and somewhere up there, Thomas Jefferson is looking down with great pride, huh? Enjoy yourself.
Great speech, Jack.
Wow. All right. You having a good time, Luther? Everything okay?
Yeah, man, everything's all right, man. Everybody's just treating me nice. Everything's just cool in the game.
Good, good. Now, I want to talk to you about the tour.
Excuse me, fellas.
It's nice to meet you. My name's Victor LaCroix. I work in accounting here. Luther, I really like what you're doing.
Thanks a lot, man.
Listen, I hope you don't mind, but I dabble in songwriting myself, and I wrote a little something I think you guys might really be able to use on your next album. You mind if I run it by you?
Nah, man, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Do it. Do it in the butt. Do it again, my back-end friend. Well, what do you think?
Well, you know, man, it's good, but there's a lot of back-end records out right now.
Yeah, okay, I just thought I had a different take on it, you know.
Nah, I see where you're going with it.
Well, whatever. I'm just throwing it out. You're the pro, but if you want it, it's yours.
All right, now, thanks a lot. Now, what was you saying, tour?
Oh. Well, there's some bad news, Luther. We lost Salt Lake City.
Damn, yeah. Salt Lake, man.
I know.
Aw, man, I saw
it. Hi, Scott. Mr. Campbell, do you mind? My wife and I are big fans. We love Me So Horny.
It was great.
Really. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Now, Eileen's gonna kill me, but she has a great song.
Oh, Richard, no!
Oh, come on, you know it's great. Our friends love it.
Ugh. Okay, I'll do
it. You ready? You ready?
Okay. Put this down. That's how I like it. Lap it up. That's the spot.
No, wait. Honey, you changed it. It's face down, butt in the air.
Okay. That's right. Okay, let me do it. Okay. Face down, butt in the air, in the bushes. Bust me there.
Well, you know, we're not performers.
No,
I mean, I'm sure you'd do it a lot better. But.
No. It's funky, milky, but we did something like that on our last album, and we're trying to progress.
Oh, right. I understand. Yeah, yes.
Now, 2 years ago, I'd have hopped all over it.
Well,
okay.
Well, if you change your mind, you know, by all means.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
That'd be cool.
Luther, you really handled that well, pal.
Hey, Luther, look, I'm glad I got to see you here. Listen, you know, I'm not a writer or nothing. You know, that's your thing, what you do. You know, this is just an area for you. But you know what? You know, sometimes when you're doing it, you know, and you're upside down and she's taller than you and you can't, you know, quite reach? Just an area. It's a free beacon. Okay.
Yo, listen, Scott, I'm getting the hell out of here, man. These people are starting to bug me, all right?
I'm sorry. Look, Luther, a lot of these people don't know how hard it is to write what you write.
Now,
I understand.
Man, people think you can just throw a lick head, a bitch there, here, lick there, bitch, a lick bitch, and get a song.
Good afternoon, Mr. Campbell. I'm with the Florida Coalition Against Pornographic Art. I think your music is vile, hateful, and disgusting. It has no place in a moral society, but as long as you continue to hide behind the Bill of Rights, I suppose there's no stopping you. So here's an idea. Bite my butt. Bite me. Bite me hard. Tear it off. Lick my blood. Lick it. Lick my butt. Blood. There it is. Take it or leave it, you worthless scum.
Not bad.
Not bad at all, man.
Can you remember it?
Yo, I don't think so. Yo, give me a pen. Give me a pen right now, man.
Lick.
Lick.
Duff here, hanging with MTV. Boys to Men, Jodeci, Shy, Silk. R&B music is back and bigger than ever. And with lyrics hot enough to fry an egg on, we have an exclusive MTV world premiere. Yeah, a hot new group from Atlanta that we're hearing big things from. G-Spot.
Hey girl, take off your dress right now. Looking at your body. And I wanna say, ow. You go to the shining. You got extensions in your hair. You say your kid's in the other room, but you know that I don't care.
Baby, buzz me in the door. Pull up your skirt, child. Now pull it up some more. Your panties are green and your bra is pink. Now suck on my Tic Tac so your breath won't stink.
All I'll do is suck your big toe in real slow. I wanna suck your big fat toe. All I wanna do is suck your big toe. Suck it real slow. I wanna suck your big fat toe.
Honey, your toe tastes so sweet. You got a big cone on it. Ooh, I love the extra meat.
Your mouth says no, but your body says yes. I'm looking at the backside, baby, and thinking, damn, this bitch is blessed.
All I wanna do is suck your big toe. Suck it real slow. I wanna suck your big fat toe.
This little piggy wants sex. This little piggy wants pleasing. But your big toe is the best. Girl, that's right, baby. I love you, baby. I love every little thing about you, baby. I love that nose ring you got in your nose, baby. And I love your big fat toe. I love the way you tell the cops you ain't seen me in 2 years, baby. And no, come here, baby. Let me suck on your toe. Don't run. I would never hit a woman unless she owed me money. Come on.
All I wanna do is suck your big toe. Suck it real slow. I wanna suck your big fat toe. All I wanna do is suck your big toe. Suck it real slow.
Totally different.
Here with an editorial about taxes and crime is SNL correspondent Chris Rock. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Dennis. Hey, you know, before I started comedy, I used to work at McDonald's making minimum wage. Do you know what it means when somebody pays you minimum wage? You know what your boss was trying to say? It's like, hey, if I could pay you less, I would. But it's against the law. Now, minimum wage used to come up to about $200 a week, and then they would take out $50 in taxes. Now, that's a lot of money if you're only making $200 a week. That's kind of like kicking Monday and Tuesday in the ass, okay? Now, I hate taxes. I hate checks. I hate the fact that they put two amounts of money on your check. It's like, this is the money you worked all week for, and this is what you're going to get. I mean, don't show me this money I'm not getting. Don't tease me. Don't take off your bra and say, what you looking at? I think taxes are one of the reasons there's so much crime. The other reason is this big fuss over prison overcrowding. Prison overcrowding, I don't get it. I thought that was the whole idea of prisons, a place for prisoners to feel uncomfortable. You know, like in my house, we slept four to a bed. We never tried to hang my father, you know? Right now, the jails are so nice to come back twice, man. I mean, they don't have this problem in other countries. Like, nobody goes to Siberia twice. They don't have this problem in Iran because it's hard to snatch another purse if you don't have another hand. You know. You know, it's pretty hard to lie to the judge when you have no tongue in your mouth. It's like, so what do you plead? And a rapist. We're far too nice to our criminals. Criminals get three meals a day. Homeless people don't get anything. That's messed up, man. I think criminals should get one meal a day, dinner. You know, not on a tray like normal people. Just for the cow in the courtyard. Whatever happens, happens, all right? You know, if you miss a meal, go to death row and get the extra meat off the electric chair. All right, I know that's harsh, but I hate the electric chair. You know why? Because it's electric. Electricity goes through there. Electricity costs money. Taxpayers' money. My $50 to kill a guy that ain't worth two. I mean, there's a lot of cheap ways to kill people. Like stabbing don't cost a damn thing. You know, get a nice little stabbing chair and stab. Well, hey, that's all I got to say for
thank
this.
Thank you, Chris Rock. Yeah, man. Great show. All right.
Live from the Marcy Project, it's I'm Chillin'.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? I want you to welcome to I'm Chillin'. I'm your host on ski to the highest degree to the T.O. Pizzy. Yo, it's all about Mike. And sitting by my side, flipping the script in the 9-6 is the real cool cat. He knows where it's at. He's my butterfat, my acrobat, my laundromat, my aristocrat, my diplomat, my placemat, my Gilligan's hat, my fireside chat. And he's all this at. Be real. What you got to say, Bean? Tell him how you feel.
Yo, hanging out, you know, doing my besting.
Yeah.
Got more bitches than Charlton Heston.
Yeah, 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 bad boy, bad boy. Now, before I start the shizzo, I said before I start the shizzo, I want to say what's up to a new sponsor. That's right. It's time to say what's up to, I ain't trying to hear that, the home pregnancy test for men. That's it gives the man just enough time to get the hell out of town. Yo, 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 it's about that time. Now, as you may have noticed, my main man, B-Fats, is not here. And I'm sad to say that last year, B-Fats converted to Islam and moved to Palestine, where he became the only casualty in the East Bank, West Bank rap war. Yo, it's about that time.
Time to bust a rhyme.
Nah, boy.
Time for Stephen Sondheim.
Nah, boy. It's time for the mother joke of the disaster. Today's mother joke was sent to us from Timmy G of the Gilmore Projects, and it goes a little something like this. Your mama's so fat that when she put on her BVDs, they spell Boulevard.
You win Tommy Hilfiger wallpaper. Line your walls with the dopest decoration around, kid.
Yo, 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 tell them what else she wins.
Your own sitcom on the WB with the rapper of your choice and your own Wayans brother.
That's right, and if you don't like that, you might get shot. Now, we're going to watch a new video from my man Snoop Doggy Dizzog. It's called Snoop Upside Your Head. Oh, my people just went off. Yo, we got to check that out next week, because right now I got to go check out my baby's mama at Popeye's. But remember.
Remember, always wipe.
And stay off the pizzipe. And if somebody get in your head, tell them you chilling. Yo, we out of here. Peace, bad boy. Bad boy, yeah.
Yo, what's up? Stay tuned after Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy Jam for Russell Simmons Deaf Magic Show Jam!
Yeah, you motherfuckers don't think I got a motherfucking rabbit in this hat, right? I know you motherfuckers don't think I got a motherfucking rabbit in this hat, right? You niggas wanna see a motherfucking rabbit? Cause soon as I pull out this motherfucking rabbit, y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass. Now here we go. Africa, motherfucking Africa. See, I told you. I told you I had a motherfucking rabbit. That's right. That's right.
Moses Malone says that is some fucked up magic show.
Get in the motherfucking box, bitch. Hey, don't f*** with me, bitch.
All right, but if you cut me, I'ma f*** you up.
Shit, I'll cut your fat ass in half and keep the half with the pussy, because the other half talk too mother f- much.
From Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, it's the Bensonhurst Dating Game. Now, here's your host, Andy Parada.
Okay, how you doing over there? Welcome to the show over here. Okay, we got one hot bachelorette backstage, but first, let's meet the three guys she's gonna choose from over here. Okay, number one, Joey Tarantino. How you doing, Joey? Ready to play?
You know it, Andy.
Hey, how's your mother? She feeling better?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Okay, bachelor number two, Glenn Mazzara. Hey, Glennie, you gonna walk home with this broad or what?
That's my plan, Andy.
Yeah, I know your plans. Okay, bachelor number three, Kevin Stubbs.
What's up?
Nothing. Okay. We met our bachelors. Let's bring out the main course. She's a travel agent by day and a terrific dancer by night. Say hello to Stacy Terreri.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Stacy, how's your dad?
Better.
Say hello for me. Okay, Stacy, you ready with your questions over there?
Yeah. Okay, bachelor number one, if I were ice cream, what flavor would I be and what would you do to me?
You would be like a lemon sherbet, you know? You'd be a little chilly at first, but then after some time you're going to melt in my mouth and it tastes so good.
He is the man. Okay, next up.
Okay, number two, same question.
Hey, all I know is what flavor I'd be. And that'd be a banana if you catch my drift.
Holy jeez, we got a battle here. Okay.
All right, number three, how about you?
Oh, you'd be red raspberry. Up and down and, ooh, I'd just eat every ounce of you.
Excuse me. What'd you just say?
I said what they said. She'd be... red raspberry, I need every ounce of it.
I'm asking you, what did you just say you would do to her?
I said, I'd lick her like they did.
I heard what you said. I'm saying next time you better be a little smarter.
But I said what the...
Hey, use your head. Okay, Stacy, ask some more questions, honey.
Okay, number two. I'm a romantic at heart. What would you do to show me the perfect romantic evening?
I take you to Elio's. You know, my friend there works the door. We get a good table, have some cannoli, and...
Oh, I love that cannoli.
Oh, you do, honey? Because I wouldn't be afraid to eat it right off of you.
Zing!
Yeah, number three?
Ooh, you know, Italian food would be a nice prelude before we go home and do the nasty.
Holy jeez.
Okay. Number three. Whoa, I want to know if we...
Whoa, hold up. I got a question for him. How's he going to taste that Italian food if he got no tongue?
Oh, Andy, it's okay.
Swear to God, don't test me today. Hear me, Tree?
Andy, can I bust his head in or what?
Hey, let me handle that. You just worry about answering the questions.
Okay, number two. You're a doctor. I'm your patient. What instruments would you use to treat me?
I can't answer that right now. I just got to say I got a sister, and it's getting me sick thinking about this over here.
Okay, number one.
Andy, I swear to God, I'm going out of my mind here. Just let me kick his ass.
And number three.
You don't have to go to me. You can go to another doctor.
Oh, so now she's not good enough for you, stinking lowlife. Is that it?
But I just...
Andy, say the word and I'll whack his head with a broomstick.
No, Andy, let it be me. I got an aluminum in the car.
Shut up. Okay. No more questions. Make up your mind. Will it be bachelor number one? Bachelor number two? One or two? Come on, pick. Hurry up. Let's go.
I'm picking three. I want to know what the big mystery's about.
Stay. You're going to kill your mother and father here.
I'll do what I want. Oh.
No, we don't have to do this.
Stacy, what are you trying to prove?
Look, I've been with you two, so what do we win?
Stacy!
No. It's okay. Let him go out. Okay, congratulations there. You win. Did it for two at Rinaldi's. That's Rinaldi's. 13th Street in Rutland Road. They're gonna be there Thursday night at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. at the Southwest entrance. That's where they're gonna be. It's gonna be fun night. Fun.
Look, I gotta get going.
Thursday night, you better be there. Blow a kiss, everybody. Good night.
Russell Simmons, Deaf Emergency nigga. Room Jam.
Come on, nigga. What you been eating? All these all climbed up and shit.
No, boss.
Damn. Get this dead motherfucker the fuck out of here.
And which one of you nurses is gonna suck my dick?
Russell Simmons, Deaf Emergency Room Jam. Only on HBO.
In the past few weeks, there's been speculation that President Bush will drop Vice President Dan Quayle from the Republican ticket and replace him with Colin Powell, giving Mr. Powell the chance to become the country's first black vice president. More on this story from Saturday Night Live news correspondent. Please welcome Chris Rock. Chris?
Thank you, Dan. Now, as you know, there's a lot of talk about a black vice president. And I just want to tell the world that it won't happen. As long as you live, you will never see a black vice president. You know why? Because some black guy would just kill the president. That's why. I would do it. If Colin Powell was vice president, I would kill the president and tell his mother about it, okay? And what would happen to me? What would they do? What are you gonna do? Put me in jail with a bunch of black guys that'll treat me like a hero for the rest of my life?
I would be the biggest star in jail, man. Guys would be coming up to me. I'd be signing autographs. 97-KY, here you go. And guys would be, hey, man, you're the brother that shot Bush. And you told his mom, yo, I hope my children turn out to be just like you, man. You know, I was getting ready to rape you till I realized who you were. And even if they had a death penalty, what would happen? I would just get pardoned by the black president. So as you can see, Dennis, it would not be in George Bush's best interest to place Colin Powell on the ticket. Thanks a lot, Dennis.
Chris Rock, bro. Good work with you, man.
Live from Compton, California, BET TV, that's Black Entertainment Television, presents The Dark Side with Nat X, the only show on TV strictly for the brothers, written by a brother, produced by a brother that's not a Wayans brother. Now, get ready for a man who's so black, they counted him four times at the Million Man March, because here comes Nat.
Sisters, I'm Nat X, and welcome to The Dark Side, the only 15-minute show on TV. Why only 15 minutes? Because if the man gave me any more, he would consider that welfare. And I think we all know who the man is. I'm talking about the man who said Sinbad makes bad movies, but then gave Greg Kinnear a three-picture deal. I'm talking about the same man who invented whiteout, a tricky substance that only eliminates black letters. So what's going on in the news today? Same thing every day. OJ, black people too happy, white people too mad. I haven't seen that many mad white people since they canceled MASH. Everybody, hey, look at them black people way too happy, talking about look what we want. We want, we want. Hey, what we want? I ain't getting nothing yet. Every day, Nat X look in his mailbox, nothing in there. Where my OJ prize? And everybody talk about it's about race. It's about race. That's a bunch of crap. It's about fame. Because if OJ wasn't famous, he'd be in jail right now. That's right. If OJ drove a bus, he wouldn't even be OJ. He'd be Orenthal, the bus driving murderer. Woo! I haven't had that much fun since I let Rick James braid my hair. All right. Time for the top five. Why only five? Because the man wants to deprive me of 10. Tonight, the top five reasons not to see Whoopi Goldberg's new movie, The Associate. Reason number five, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Reason number four, burglar. Reason number three, Sister Act Two. Reason number two, Eddie. And the number one reason not to see Whoopi Goldberg's new movie, Whoopi's in it. And that's the top five for tonight. Let me hurry up with the show before the man replaces me with a Dionne Warwick infomercial. My first guest tonight is one of the leaders of the Democratic Party. Please welcome the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Sit your Rainbow Coalition ass down. Now, Jesse, 8 years ago, you was almost president. Almost president. Now, the last time I saw you, you're playing a crackhead on New York Undercover. What the hell happened?
Who can answer such a speculative question? Let's never become in the position of the day. I only know that your last name, X, is a symbol of which all African Americans, from old Mississippi preachers to the Yankee Stadium bleachers, from the top of down and not the bottom up, jibbity-jibbity, rat-a-tat-tat. I'm talking about X. X as in great civil rights leader Malcolm X. X as in five-star Las Vegas Hotel Excalibur. X as in X-Files or the show extra, which is better than Inside Edition. X as in the movie Exorcist 3. X as in the band X, and not the brand X. The X-Man, Nightcrawler, and Colossus. X as in I'll take Charlie Weaver to block.
Are you out your mind, Jessica? How about X as in excruciating to listen to? How about X and excuse yourself and exit off my show or I'll put my foot in your X and behind? My next guest just starred in a TV. Please welcome Tori Spelling. Rich white ass down.
Hi, Nat. It's good to be here. How are you?
Look, don't come here kissing my behind. The only reason you're here is because your daddy paid me, okay? Now, I saw your movie of the week.
Oh, thanks. Did you like it?
Did I like it? Let me put it this way. I've seen better acting in a Cambodian whorehouse. I've seen better acting in tough acting to acting.
What's with your afro? You look like Dwayne from What's Happening.
Don't you talk about Haywood Nelson. Oh. All right, Cracker Girl, I'll tell you what's happening. Hey, this ain't Beverly Hills 90210, ho. You're gonna shut up. Get the scoot over. Yeah. Now, my next guest is the heavyweight champion of the world. Please welcome Iron Mike Tyson. Convicted felon ass down.
Assalamu alaikum, Matt. It's an honor to make your acquaintance.
Yeah. I just got one thing to say. Keep your hands off the white girl. You're gonna get us all killed in here. Now, Mike, I understand you're fighting Evander Holyfield next week. Any predictions?
Actually, Matt, I've been doing a considerable amount of self-reflection in an attempt to achieve inner peace for myself. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Any individual I fight will be in for a considerable amount of cranium damage. You know what I'm saying?
Mike, nobody knows what the hell you're saying.
Don't make me unleash a pummeling on you, Matt.
Oh, you gonna hit me? Hey, I ain't no Mitch Blood Green now. Hey, I'll beat your ass so bad you'll be the only guy in heaven with a wheelchair. All right, we gotta go right now, but tune in next week where my guest will be Gene Gene the Dancing Machine from the Gong Show. Peace. Take care.
Guests of the Dark Side stay at Rikers Island.
Brother shows up for dinner with my father and mother. Family at the table getting crazy and loud. Said, ain't enough turkey to feed this crowd.
The bird's too small to feed us all.
But your mama says, pump it. Pump it up now, pump it.
Get a nice big turkey and pump it.
Make it big now.
Pump it.
Pump it up.
The first turkey dinner was 1620. The pilgrims had it in the land of plenty. Nothing was chill with the harvest down. But the red brother knew he had enough to go around. He knew to pump it. Pump it up now. Pump it.
Pump the bird.
Pump it.
Make it big now. Pump it. Pump it up.
So if your holiday table ain't looking too full, get a Nike turkey. It's adjustable. And pump it.
Pump it up.
If it doesn't say Nike, it's not a turkey.
Sinatra Group, an unrehearsed discussion of current issues in the recording industry, with panelists Sinead O'Connor, Billy Idol, Two Live Crew star Luther Campbell, and Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. And now, here's the moderator, Frank Sinatra.
Issue number one, censorship. They got the records with the labels now, people getting arrested. What the hell's going on? Sign Ed O'Connor.
Well, I think it's a bloody shame that freedom of expression is suppressed in this country.
Yap, yap, yap. Billy Idol.
Well, I think they're a bunch of tight arsehole farts.
Get a haircut. Luther Campbell.
Well, man, I had my runs with censorship all year.
Can't understand the word.
I said I was censored all year.
You don't know what censored is, Junior. Censored is getting dropped by Columbia because Mitch Miller doesn't like the way your career is going. It's having million-dollar pipes and nowhere to play them. Am I right, Stephen Edie?
Yes, you are, Frank.
Absolutely, Frank.
You bet I am. Next issue, this crap with MTV, with the nudity and all. What is this crap? Sinbad O'Connor.
Well, I think it's bloody awful, but it's typical of entertainment in a male-dominated society.
Boo-hoo, you had me and then you lost me. Billy Idol.
Well, I think it's great.
Shut up. Luther Campbell.
Well, that's my bread and butter, man.
Once more around, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
I said that's my bread and butter, man.
No, you're wrong, schoolboy. You don't need to work blue. You'll never play the big rooms with that crap. Ask Red Fox. You don't need the blue stuff, kid. You got talent.
But I don't have any talent.
You got it, kid. Now, you listen to me. You got a Ben Vereen quality. I can't put my finger on it. Take the high road, baby.
Man, I swear, man, I don't have talent, man. I don't have none, man. This is all I got, man. Tell him, man. Tell him.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's not talented.
No, Bob Goulet, that's not talented. You got talent. You got a Dionne Warwick Falana kind of a thing going. Stephen Edie?
Oh, you're right, Frank.
Absolutely, he's great.
Of course he is, you brown noses. Look at you, you're just swimming in my wake. Issue number three, the bald chick. What's with her head? Let's start with a chick. What gives, cue ball? I'm looking at you, I'm thinking 14 in the side pocket.
You know, I can't believe you're talking about my hair with all the bloody starvation and the suffering in the world right now.
Come on, swing, baby, you're platinum. Billy Idol.
You all think she's really quite attractive, actually.
Check his papers. Luther Campbell.
You wash it, mate.
Easy, baby. And what's with that sneering crap? Don't do that to the people. They want to like you. That's what killed Dennis Day. Contempt for the audience. All right, what about the chick's head, Luther?
Well, be honest, man. I don't care about the head. I like the butt.
I hear you, baby, loud and clear. Forget the head. Put a bag over it and do your business. Well, am I right, Stephen Edie?
You bet, Frank.
You know it, Chairman.
You were a little slow that time.
Sorry.
Sorry, Frank.
Sorry, buddy.
Forget it. You're all right. You can pick up a check once in a while.
Hey, that's not fair.
Shut up. Issue number four, Milli Vanilli. What is this faggot crap? Uncle Fester.
I don't understand the question.
I'll tell you what you better understand. Next time you see Old Glory riding up that pole, you better sing that anthem, darling. You're lucky you're a chick, or you'd be nothing but a stain on the road and a crew cut. Our founding fathers went to the mat for you, baby.
It's not my flag. I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah? Well, then stay off of this stuff. That's the curse of you people. Billy Idol.
Yeah, I forgot the question.
I'll give you the question. What's with this devil stuff? The black mass and the whole 666 coffins thing. Hey, don't think the big man upstairs ain't keeping score, baby. He put you in the penthouse. He can kick you down to the gutter with these two.
Hey!
Hey, come on.
Shut up, you waste of space. Just be glad you get to hang with me.
You're right, Frank.
Sorry, Frank.
Well, it's your choice. You can open for me at the Meadowlands or headline at the TikTok Inn. Okay, Luther.
First, I think Milli Vanilli got what they deserve.
Can't understand a word. Okay, next issue. Rita Hayworth or Ava Gardner? Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
I think you're a bloody stupid old fart.
You're all talk, Blondie. You want a piece of me, I'm right here.
Don't provoke me, old man.
You don't scare me. I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
All right. I'll rip your bloody head off.
Steve, go kick his ass.
What?
You heard me.
Do it, Steve.
Well, okay.
You got it.
Next week, the Grammy Awards. Where's Mickey Carr's album? Bye-bye. Cover your face, Steve.
Well, as you know, this is the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, and a lot of us here at the show look at this as the first day of school. Here with his comments is Chris Rock. Chris?
Thank you, Kevin. Now, to most people, the first day of school was a happy time, but not to me. You know why? Because I was bused to school. It was very hard being bused to school. You know what that meant? That meant I had to get up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to school and compete with white kids that didn't have to wake up until 8. And that's not fair. You know, say I get a lower mark in the test, I got a teacher going, oh, Chris can't read. I'm like, no, Chris is tired, all right? Now, give me a nap and maybe I'll pass the damn test. And I hated school. You know why I hated school? Because I was the only black kid in my grade. The whole grade. I felt like Franklin from the Charlie Brown show. You ever see Franklin? 25 years, not one line. Nothing. 25 years, man. Everybody on Charlie Brown got their own little character that's all thought out. You know, Linus got the blanket. And, you know, Lucy's a bitch. You know, Schroeder plays the piano. And Peppermint Patty's a lesbian. You know? Everybody got that thing except Franklin. Give him something. Damn, give him a Jamaican accent or something. Damn. Come on, Charlie Brown, leave me alone now. Come on. 25 years, man. And they don't even invite him to the parties. They don't invite him to the parties. No, but Snoopy's dancing his ass off, right? Yeah, Snoopy's in there just dancing. Pigpen's in the house. Pigpen. Snoopy. I'm upset. I gotta go. I can't take a damn dog.
The Overacting Negro Ensemble presents.
Ain't got much, but we got a pride. Mm-hmm.
Renee, bring over some salt.
My chicken fried steak don't need no salt.
Listen, woman, my taste buds want salt. And this is one man who ain't gonna deny his taste buds.
Then you get up and you get the salt yourself.
I ain't getting up. What you watching, son?
I'm just flipping around, Daddy.
My boy does not flip around. You gonna turn that TV to Rescue 911, and we gonna keep it on Rescue 911.
We ain't gonna watch no Rescue 911. Not under this roof, not this family. You gonna turn that channel, we gonna watch the movie of the week. About the serial killer woman in Florida. And you gonna like it?
I am a man. I work 14 hours a day. I pay for that TV with my sweat. And when I come home, I want to sit down and see Captain Kirk on that screen.
What's happening to us? This ain't a family, no.
remember? I have a job there. It's Thanksgiving. I'm visiting.
Why are you always running away, boy?
My boy, don't have to run out of town. You stand and be strong and tall.
What do you mean? I'm an engineer. It's a great job.
Don't you talk to your mother like that. You raise your voice when you speak to your mother.
Man, just relax a little bit. You guys expend so much energy. Maybe if you calm down, you'd get somewhere.
Yes, we got our
pride. Please welcome Chris Rock.
What's up? Yo, so what's up? Yo.
Hi, I'm Chris Rock. And that was me at the world-famous Apollo Theater. Now, it's a known fact that the crowd at the Apollo is one of the toughest in the world. And people often come up to me and say, Chris, I'm white. How can I survive the Apollo? That's why I created these videotapes entitled, Chris Rock's White Person's Guide to Surviving the Apollo. Let me show you one white person who's benefited from my tapes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you this evening? The other day I was cleaning my pool, and you know how...
Boy, I don't know damn pool. Get out of here! And where's Sinbad?
Now, this is Douglas Randall. Now, Doug, it looks like the audience was a little rough that night.
Yeah, Chris, they were, and I started to give up comedy, and then somebody told me about your tape.
And did you return to the Apollo?
I sure did.
Well, let's see the crowd reaction.
And then I said to Hammer, you better not touch this.
Damn that voice, man.
Big butt. White guy got little butt.
Well, Doug, I see you studied lesson 4, big butt jokes. Did you have any other favorites?
Well, yeah, Chris. I did end with a James Brown on the toilet impression like you suggested in lesson 6.
That's for going wrong with an impression of James Brown on the toilet. Well, thanks a lot, Doug. Why don't you take care of that leg? With my tapes, any white person can learn how to survive the Apollo, no matter what kind of act you have. Order now and receive a list of head so big jokes, feet so stink jokes. And if that was a brother, I think it would have went like this jokes. You know, there are so many white people who have benefited from my tapes. Why don't you two join the ranks and maybe you too can survive the Apollo?
This Monday, America celebrates what would have been Martin Luther King's 63rd birthday. Most people will have the day off except the citizens of Arizona who voted against the King holiday. More on this from SNL News correspondent Chris Rock. Chris?
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the people of Arizona being racist. So I went to see for myself. I went to Arizona, and I'm walking through the streets of Tucson, pushing my little baby brother in his stroller, when a white woman comes up to the baby, smiles, and says, boy, what a pretty nigglet. Now, if you don't like black people, that's one thing. But what I can't understand is why people in a hot-ass desert town like Tucson, Arizona, wouldn't want a day off work. It's not like you have to do something black on that day. You know, you don't have to read Ebony magazine. You don't have to watch Soul Train. All you have to do is not work. Now, if this was an Elvis holiday, they'd take that off, boy. It'd be like another Christmas. You see, like, big... fat white guys coming down chimneys with Elvis jumpsuits on, giving out quaaludes. Now, everybody doesn't get Martin Luther King's birthday off. Even in states that celebrate, some people still have to work. Now, one group of people that never has to work is prisoners, criminals. That's right, every criminal in every jail gets the day off work, which means even James Earl Ray, the man that killed Martin Luther King, gets the day off. Now, he's so crazy, he's probably walking around prison going, you know, everybody's off today, and nobody even bothered to thank me. Now, what Arizona needs to do, is give Dr. King somebody else's holiday. Because there's so many holidays they celebrate every year that mean nothing. Like, nobody celebrates Columbus Day. Nobody puts, like, 3 ships in their front yard. First of all, Columbus discovered the West Indies. Second of all, the land he discovered had occupants on it. You know, that's kind of like discovering somebody's backyard. Okay? So when you think about it real hard, all Columbus did was discover a West Indian backyard. He got there with his little flag. He's like, hey, I claim this land for Spain. And the West Indian guy's like, hey, man, get your damn flag out my yard now. Move it now. So Arizona, get your act together and hail the king. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Chris Rock, ladies and gentlemen.
That concludes our broadcast day. But first, stay tuned for Perspectives.
Fulfilling WNBC's community programming requirement, Perspectives, with your host, Lionel Osborne.
Good morning. It's Sunday, 4:43 in the a.m. And this is Perspectives. I'm your host, Lionel Osborne. We have a very special guest on our show today. He is Abdul Kareem Gaines, a local community activist, and he is here to talk about the organization that he started after last year's Million Man March. Welcome, Abdul.
Thanks for having me on your show, Lionel.
Okay. Now, you were at the Million Man March.
Yes, I was there, and I have to say it was, and no doubt, the most inspirational moment of my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. And where was this held?
It was in Washington.
Mm-hmm. I see. If you're just joining us, it's 4:44 a.m. You're watching Perspectives. With us is Abdul Kareem Gaines, who was a participant in last year's Million Man March, which is held in Washington. That was D.C.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that after last year's march, you founded some sort of self-help organization.
Yes. See, at the march, Minister Farrakhan talked about the black man taking responsibility for ourselves and the children we have fathered. So when I got back to New York, me and some formed the Brotherhood for Responsible Brothers Who Are Fathers.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many members do you have in your organization? A million?
No, Lionel.
Half a million?
No. When we started the Brotherhood for Responsible Brothers Who Are Fathers, we had 200 members. But that was right after the march. Currently, we have 6 members.
I see. And they are all fathers?
No, 2 are women, 3 are actually children, and then there's me.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that the Brotherhood for Responsible Brothers Who Are Fathers will be holding its 1-year anniversary celebration.
Tuesday.
Fantastic. And where will that be?
At my apartment. Unfortunately, we lost our original meeting place due to, well, lack of participation.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone wanted to join the Brotherhood for Brothers Who Are Responsible Fathers, what would they have to do to qualify? Do they have to be black?
No, we used to allow only blacks, but due to lack of participation, we had to make our organization more inclusive. We now allow white people, and we're encouraging even the Hispanic community to give us a look.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, we had to change the rules a little because we had gotten a lot of financial support from organizations like the Mary Knowles Sisters and the Mount Olive Lutheran Church of Racine, Wisconsin.
Fantastic. If you're just joining us, it's 4:47 in the a.m., and you're watching Perspectives. I'm your host, Lionel Osborne. My guest today is Abdul Kareem Gaines, founder of the Brotherhood for Responsible Brothers Who Are Fathers. They're celebrating their first anniversary this week, which will be held at Abdul's apartment. Everyone is welcome to attend, and anyone can join.
No Asians.
That's fantastic. Now, are you a father, Abdul?
Yes, I have 3 boys.
Mm-hmm. And are they involved in the Brotherhood?
No. My son, Kareem Jr., lives currently in another state, I believe. My other boy, Andre's mother, won't talk to me, so I lost track of him. And my other son, Trey, is dead.
Terrific. If you're just joining us, it's 4:51 in the a.m. and you're watching Perspectives. I'm Lionel Osborne, and we're with community activist Abdul Kareem Gaines, founder of the Brotherhood for Responsible Brothers Who Are Fathers. They're celebrating their first anniversary this week. All are welcome, and his son is dead. Now, you said that you were at the Million Man March, right?
Yes, Lionel.
And how many people were there?
1 million.
And this was mostly men?
Yes, that's why they called it the Million Man March.
Touché.
Oh, were you there, Lionel?
No.
Why not?
I didn't know about it. Well, that's all the time we have this morning. This has been Perspectives. I'm Lionel Osborne. I'd like to thank my guest, Abdul Kareem Gaines, founder of the Brotherhood for Responsible Brothers Who Are Fathers, for joining me. I'd like to let all our loyal viewers know that next week, Perspectives will be on at 8 o'clock p.m., the first time ever we'll be broadcasting prime time. We're happy. Fantastic. We'll be on at our regular time of 4:42 in the a.m. This has been Perspectives. Thanks for being on the show.
Now it's time for Not Getting Any, an unrehearsed group discussion between panelists who haven't slept with women in a long, long time. And here's your host, Steve Charlton.
Hi. Welcome to Not Getting Any. I'm your host, Steve Charlton. And this week we're going to ask the same question that we ask every week. We're five normal, decent looking, semi-intelligent guys, so how come we're not getting any? I mean, it sucks. All right, okay. We'll start with Jimbo. You haven't gotten any for, 27 months now, is that right?
Yes.
So what do you think the problem is?
Well, I don't know, but I hate it. It's all I think about, man. I can't sleep. I can't concentrate at work. Frankly, I'm scared.
Whoa. It's okay. It's cool. Jimbo. I think we're all a little on edge. Okay, let's just back up a little bit, okay? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you know, I have a salt imbalance. And that, coupled with a dysfunctional thyroid gland, contributes to my slight weight problem. But I just figure there's more of me to love.
Okay. Well, Jimbo, you must meet women. Now, what approach do you use?
Well, I travel. A lot. And I'll walk up to some pretty young thing in the hotel lounge, and I'll say, you know, I got $50 left on my expense account, so I'm going to have to buy you a drink. How do you like them apples? Then I'll usually say, later you'll let me lay you down in the tall grass, let me do my stuff.
And that doesn't work?
Well, no. But I think most of them are lesbos, you know? Lesby friends, right? Am I right? Who's with me, fellas?
You know, I'll tell you what sucks, man. When a girl is a tease, you know, when she doesn't come through, okay? Yes. Right? I had this chick over the other night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting, watching the tube, you know. I start taking my pants off. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know. And she stops me. She says she kinda has a boyfriend, right? Then she kinda lives with him.
Right.
And then she says she kinda has to leave. And she starts the old, we're such good friends.
If we slept
together, I think it might ruin it. And I said, let's ruin it, honey. Yeah. Come on, let's just trash it. It's games, man.
That's right. Ruin it, baby. It's just a bunch of games. That's all it is. I tell you. A chick that doesn't have sex sounds to me like a donut bumper, right? You know, sisterly love, right? Am I right? Who's with me, fellas?
Hey, I'll tell you about a tease, man. Last July, I met this killer at a party. You don't even understand. She was the sleeper hit of the summer, right? But she looked a little young. So I say, look, before anything happens, you are at least 18, right? She goes, well, no, but, you know, I will be in 58 months. Never mind. Okay, well, as long as you're going to be 18, that's cool, you know, all right? Hey, if there's grass in the outfield, play ball, right?
Yeah, all right, play ball.
All right. So seriously. So I lean in for a little make-sesh, and she pulls her head back. You know that trick, right? You know, like my head is some big chunk of kryptonite coming at her little Superman mouth, you know? And, you know, I tell you what, it's just, sucks. Then she has the gall to get up and leave my pad. Classic tease maneuver, you know.
Vintage. That's vintage.
So I said, listen, honey, you think this is some sort of game?
Yeah, is that what you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. You don't leave the breadcrumbs if there's nowhere to go.
Huh? That's right. Don't leave any crumbs. I hate that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, man. Chicks are for kids. That's what I say. Who's with me, fellas?
Well, listen, I got the worst problem, okay? I got the worst. You know why? Because women see me as the nice guy.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm the guy they call up in the middle of the night when they're having trouble with their boyfriends. I'm the guy they call up when they need to talk to a special friend. Well, I don't want to be that guy. Okay? Oh, I want to be that other guy. I want to be that guy they call up their girlfriends in the middle of the night and goes, yeah, he did it again. He did it again. He just came by, had sex with me, and left.
Yeah,
that's all he ever does. He has sex with me and leaves. I want to be that guy.
Yes.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. That all right, gentlemen. All right. Let's just settle down, okay? Now, before I wrap things up, I just want to say I think we got a big week ahead of us because... Hey, the war is officially over, and a lot of babes are going to need, you know, a little tension relief session, if you know what I mean. Because the last 7 months, all of the ladies have been a little preoccupied with the golf, and they couldn't relax.
It's like having their parents into the next room, you know? You can't give in to it,
But what about the fact there was like 300,000 men out of the country that whole time we still couldn't score?
Can I just say something? I just want to tell you, I saw a boy in the plastic bubble last night, and I feel really lucky.
What?
I mean, he couldn't even go outside. He had to wear, like, a spacesuit, and when he'd kiss a girl, like, he had to wrap saran wrap on her face. You know, I'm just saying that there are people worse off than us. I don't feel so bad anymore.
All right, okay. Something to think about. Okay.
Sure, good point.
Listen, we're about out of time, but I want to say, as always, you know, good luck this week, and I hope I don't see you at the next meeting. So, you guys at home, remember, if you're not getting any, you're not alone.
Bye-bye.
We're closing now, right?
Closing? Who said?
You did.
I never said that.
You did, your mind-changing schedule for getting fool.
Well, tonight I want to stay open. Your clock watching, early closing, lazy, non-working, back talking.
Okay, I'll stay late.
Got late staying, always agreeing, butt kissing.
All I want to know is when are we going to close up and go?
Yo, when are we gonna close up and go asking, turtleneck wearing, attitude giving, free loading, going in the back room, butt wiggling, non-listening? You're coming in from the back room, box carrying, teeth sucking, head shaking, husband ignoring, you're not hearing, product unloading, second aisle reshelving, new price tag sticking, inventory taking. Thinking I was done? Well, I'm not done, because I'm still talking. I got more to say, like your hair net wearing, ozone destroying with greenhouse effect having, colossal city drowning, polar ice cap melting, price tag earring wearing, walking out of my sight, ducking down behind the damn thing. 38 caliber pistol shooting pointed at me. Husband shooting, mess making. 2 times shooting, either time fatally wounded. Okay, let's close the store.
We'll be right back.
welcome to the show. I'm out here because somebody had to do it. And I guess they thought I would be the best guy for it. Saturday Night Live, 25 years on the air, and 4 funny. So, that's, I mean, who we kidding? Come on. As I look around this room, look at the star power, look at the comedic genius. I'm looking at some of the most overrated people in the history of comedy. Some of the worst movies ever made were made by people in this room. Thank God we're gonna do what we all do best, television. Okay, we got a great